Hello and welcome to the first ever Corner of James and Daniel, the official Gem Fool podcast.
Yes, now I'm here with Patrick, our guest star, permanent guest star, because they'll just ruin our name, and James is here too.
Yep, hello, I'm here.
Just pointing out, a permanent guest star kind of ruins the play of the guest star.
He's my brother, so he has to be here, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I'm important, and I've got my own area on the website. It's all about me, how I, you know, how I operate.
Now, for those of you who don't know, we've started a new website called jamfool.net78.net currently, but once that's done, we're going to get a new domain, because at the moment, we're absolutely useless at getting anything done.
So on this website, we've got a few new things you guys should definitely look out for. Our sports score guessing game, if you're a New Zealander, or even if you're not a New Zealander, and you like watching sport, well, I suggest you join up with our sports score guessing game every week. About four or so sports, you have a little poll, and you guess which one you think is going to be who's going to win the match. And at the end of the competition, you know, you get points for how many correct guesses you get. And at the end, there'll be super prizes for anybody who I can manage to get it to. So I definitely think you should take part in that. Patrick won it last season, so someone has to beat him. Please, someone.
Yes, it is worth pointing out, I am the reigning champion. Also, apparently we are, also not sure if you've noticed, we are actually, the background noise, we're at the cricket.
We are at the cricket, and it's half time, and we see all these little kids playing a game called cricket. So currently, I'm waiting for Dom to come out at halftime, which will be the highlight of this cricket game.
That's Dom from
The Edge.
Oh, no, The Edge.
Sorry, guys. I have no idea if that was serious or not.
I don't know.
Please don't sue us, MediaWorks, just because using your name. But apparently, play will resume at 6:06 p.m. And what's the time?
It is 5:42, so we've got a while.
We have plenty of time, actually. Yes. James, sit down. Come join. Take a seat.
I'd rather enjoy standing up.
I like an undisturbed view of the...
Would you like me to give a recap of the Black Caps so far?
No, would you like to sit down first?
This is a podcast. This is not Jam Talk. What we call it? Sports Talk?
No.
We'll think of the name later. Just pretend.
Yes, James is going to soon have his own Sports Talk show.
I think we should call it The Edge Podcast. So straight up.
That's copyrighted.
Is it? Okay, maybe we should do a 7 days podcast.
Okay, I think this stuff works enough for one episode. So...
And we aren't very big, so I think we're going to get sued. Also, more news on our website. If you log on, you'll see that there's an About Me section. Now, the first one's me, because I'm webmaster, and the only one that can script HTML out of all these three.
I can use Dreamweaver.
You can use Dreamweaver.
But Patrick, Daniel wins it by default because he's Asian, and Asians can do anything.
Asians! Woo!
Point out, James is being a tiny bit racist.
No, I'm not.
He's pissed off at the English beating us.
So? They're not beating us, they haven't battered yet, so they can't be beating us.
So, on our website, thanks for this.
You can hear us over the announcement.
Yeah. James has his About Us section next. It's been heavily edited by me to make it grammatically correct and egotistically not too big.
Oh, I'm just being honest. It's one of my traits. It's my best quality.
He is the best sportscaster we've got.
And Patrick Newland was far too lazy to write his own About Me, so I had to write it after completely redesigning the website. So
let's be honest here, okay? If you want to learn about computers or understand Daniel's mathematical life, then read his blog. If you want to know about sports and video games or anything interesting, read my blog.
If you want to read Patrick's blog.
Patrick does have certain expenses. That's watching TV and complaining about James watching too much TV.
I don't complain about James watching too much TV. I do complain about an MTV hatch brown, but that's another story.
Now my blog, which James incorrectly pointed out, will be about much more interesting things. For you clever people out there.
Let's be honest, Daniel, if they're on our website, they're not very clever.
That's not nice.
Actually, if they're on our website, sorry, there's no one on our website.
James, think about this very carefully. I am webmaster. If you say my blog is very boring, think about what I can do to your blog. So the field is now sort of clear.
Now, it's worth pointing out, the reason why we called it the field of the corner of James. You're getting me confused.
Daniel and James.
That's because Daniel was bored, and he popped in Daniel to Google Maps.
No, actually, I might just credit MediaWorks one more. I was listening to the Fletch and Vaughan podcast that talking about stealing road signs, and Fletch is always tempted to steal his road sign from, I think it's like Hastings or something, because there's a Fletcher Street or something. So I looked at my one, Daniel Avenue, and it came up on Google Maps, and it was in South Auckland, in Manuewa, and it was a cul-de-sac. And would you believe it, the road running that it joins to is called James Street.
So it's the corner of Daniel and James, and if we ever become millionaires, we will buy that property and become our headquarters.
And I'm inspecting my nail.
Yeah, ripping stuff here on the corner of Daniel and James. Daniel and James. Corner of Daniel and James.
That's because I'm Daniel, I like my name first.
It's a spirit. We're back. Over break there, Alan Gray, there's a four, so they're going to have some music again. But anyway, we're still losing, for those of you who are wondering. And yes, we're going to talk about, we've just talked about a new domain, it's time to talk about what's coming up soon on jampool.net.
78.net. It's a great way to start if no one can remember our domain. But what's coming up? Hopefully we're going to have some photos from our cricket.
New Zealand kicking ass, assuming it was their own.
Yeah, and I've been avidly taking photos because of my boredom, but we'll gloss over that. I've stolen someone's JavaScript thingy to make photos look very nice.
Yes, they, by the way, for those of you who don't know, we'll be the host site for the ball pictures.
Yes, for the ACG Sunderland ball. Are we allowed to say that? If we're not, I'll just bleep that out.
Because Jamful Vlog, the official vlog of the Sunderland School 2013 ball.
Yes.
It is.
Yes, and the school does, and I'll be doing all that too, so I'll be up for maybe a week trying to get all those photos up, because it's going to be at least over 200.
Oh well, photographer with Sky I know is named Liam, and he's great, so...
He's a good photographer.
Anyway, that's a while away, what's coming up soon, Daniel?
Soon, our blogs are going to be actually have content on them, once we manage to edit together the blogs properly.
Daniel's first topic will be...
My first topic will be how it feels like to script a website with no help at all.
And James's first blog will be entitled Why New Zealand Needs... Oh wait, no, Why Auckland Needs Its Own A-League side.
And would James like to elaborate on that?
No.
Very well then. What will your... And we'll have Patrick's blog up soon once he decides to do anything at all. I mean, yeah. He didn't even write his about me. I had to write it for him.
Oh, nice. We're distracting. Anything new on the chat front?
On what chat front?
The Jamful Chat.
It's just called Jammed Chat.
Jam Chat. Sorry, I knew that.
Hey, I'm thinking we need some sort of subtitle, some sort of zingy word to say why, everything has like a slogan. That's the one I'm saying, a slogan. So we can just say Jamful Chat, the world's number one podcast featuring Daniel Wong and James Newlands.
We'll worry about that later and maybe leave the puns to me and Daniel.
How about the number one podcast filmed at a cricket match?
I doubt it.
So let's talk about our cricket at the moment. Now James has bought these, how many pack of Coke?
Hey, we haven't finished what's coming up soon yet. So what's you got a new jam chat coming up?
Our new jam chats is coming up. We haven't got anything planned since we've got school.
We still got some leftover footage from the last one, right?
No, none of that is any good.
Well, tough nuggets. On a long-term basis, we will have a jam chat out once a week on the day yet to be determined, but we are not that organised yet.
And also, halfway through the year, we hope to have a action series to come out.
Filming of the pilot of the first episode has completed. It was pretty cool, but we're going to refilm it, reshoot it, and make it 20 times better.
That's because I've learnt new camera techniques, and we won't have Patrick filming ever again.
What we're actually going to talk about now is, what we're actually going to podcast about, which is Coca-Cola.
Now, some of you might think, oh, Coca-Cola, very refreshing, but...
Actually, it's not they're loving it, that's McDonald's. It's,
I'm loving it.
No, that's McDonald's, I just said that. They do have something, what's it called though? It is... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Don't know, but...
Open happiness.
Oh, okay. So, James has bought a... How many pack of Coke?
A 24-pack bottle.
And I've got a bottle here. Hold on.
Yeah, I've got mine. Yeah.
Yes.
And while I'm still talking, the caffeine.
Now, where'd you buy this?
They're from the warehouse.
From the warehouse. How much were they?
You get 24 for $20.
And I understand because it's imported from what looks like
Vietnam.
And so everything here is written in Vietnam.
Vietnamese.
Vietnamese, sorry.
It also says exports are not authorised, which is kind of funny.
It's to say that. Oh, yeah, export exclusively for sale in Vietnam. And it does, well, I don't know what they drink in Vietnam, because it tastes pretty horrible and nothing like Coke.
It's not too bad, but it is worth pointing out it is the only Coke of this size which you can actually bring into Eden Park.
Yes.
Cans are not allowed, so it's this or nothing.
And so James picked up one can, unfortunately, which is rather square in shape.
Yes, it appears as though it's had a slow leak or something, because it had actually got lost all its fizz, was leaking down the sides, and tasted like a pile of dog.
So I just have to interrupt here. This is an extremely boring conversation. Can you please change the topic?
So I had a smell of it, because I love sniffing things, and it smelled rather like alcohol, so it could have been fermenting.
Yes, which is why I thought a little bit of oxygen got in.
Vietnamese things. Not racist at all.
Yes, we leave the racism to James.
Yes.
Good racism and bad racism, but racism nonetheless. 12 overs over and they're all...
back to cricket, are we?
Yes, and we're already a third of the way there, so... can't go on for that much longer. Now, James says we're boring him, but what's the point of a podcast other than to bore people? I mean, come on.
Oh my god, it's a person with a float cam. Oh my god, it's a person with a...
We'll be back soon.
Oh god.
It's a camera. Because we're important.
That is a float cam. That is what I want.
Anyway, we're just going to sign off now because...
we've run out of topic. So, good night everybody, and thank you for listening to...
okay, that was terrible, didn't it? Okay, we actually need to do this because we need to work out what our end is going to be. Because we're going to have, like, could have a catchphrase or something. Like the guy from Wipeout always says, good night and big balls. It's funny.
Thank you for listening. Corner of Daniel and James. The only podcast recorded live at a cricket match. Good night.
No. We've got to start with something. What about... that's all from me and from Daniel and James. Catch us next time on
94.2.
What's the secret sound on Classic Hits 97.4?
Hello and welcome to Jam Chat.
No, anyway, seriously, what should we go for? What about see you when we see you? This has been Jam Chat with me, Patrick,
and Daniel,
and me, Daniel. This has been the corner of Daniel and James. With me, Patrick.
This has been the corner of Daniel James, born from the ODI in Mount Eden Park.
Oh, yeah. This has been. I hope you enjoyed Jammed. No, not Jammed. We can second you part of the podcast, I realise. This has been the corner of Daniel and James. Coming from. Recorded live at the cricket. See, so I did that. Recorded live. Theoretically, it's always recorded live, so we'll go with that.
Hello, and welcome to Jam's Chat.
Oops, coming to you live. No, recorded live.
Thank you for listening to Corner of Daniel and James, recorded live at Eden Park.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Daniel.
Good night.
Good night.
It shouldn't be good night.
Good day.
No, it should be have a good one.
Have a good one.
This has been the Corner of Daniel and James.
Thanks for listening.
Let me do it. You're just bad at it. This has been a corner of Daniel and James. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Patrick Newland.
And I'm Daniel Wong.
See you next time.
Bye.
TDFN. Oh, come on. Please tell me you got that.
No.
Oh, James, TTFN, what does it mean? Thank you.
What?
Ta-ta for now.
Okay, then.
It's Tigger. Winnie the Pooh, come on!
BBFN, good night.
BBFN, what does that stand for?
Bye bye for now.
TTFN.
Oh, DDFN.
Good night.
Good night.
No, it's not night. Good. It's a podcast, it's not a night. Have a good one.
Have a good headphone.
Ta for now, have a good one. Excited? That it? Yeah, we're out.